Hello, everybody. I am Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 234. Yes, 234.
Yeah.
Kung Pao, Enter the Fist. I don't remember it having a subtitle, but.
Yeah, anyways, I don't remember it having a subtitle either. Yeah.
Kung Pao, Enter the Fist. We got here.
I like when you texted me too. You texted me this morning or last night, and you were like, "Kung Pao," was one text, and the other one was "What's the Enter the what? Whatever the
subject. Yeah, Enter the Fist." I wanted to make sure you found it.
I was like, "Is Enter the Fist amazing?" He's giving me two options to choose from, and I was like, "Oh, it's the same movie." Okay.
Yeah, 2002, January 25th. So right at the beginning of 2002, it's high school for me. You?
Yep. Yep.
Budget of $10 million, box office of $17 million. Despite a negative critical reception, the film was a moderate box office success, grossing that $17 million over its $10 million. It has since been considered a cult classic for its off-the-wall humor and parodying of various dubbing tropes. I remember it being pretty big at the time. Like, it was well known in the Geist, at least the circles I rolled in.
Yeah,
as being just off the wall. We were getting a lot of off the wall stuff then. People just throwing stuff and seeing what sticks. Directed by Steve Odekirk, who did Ace Ventura 2. I believe he wrote that as well.
Yeah,
wrote this, directed this. Yeah, and I didn't know who this guy was when it came out. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I didn't know. Hey, don't you know the director of Ace Ventura, yeah. When Nature Calls? It's like,
yeah,
no, I didn't.
No idea.
But he was pretty funny, and it just blew my mind. I loved kung fu movies and stuff, and watched those old 70s ones and 60s ones, and yeah, it just blew my mind. And the technology at the time, like, it still looks pretty good now, but at the time of green screening yourself into an actual kung fu movie, I was like, holy shit, how did he do this is nuts.
Yeah. Some of it's so pretty seamless for them, like the stuff that's happening in the background, like there's a boombox guy.
Yeah, I thought that guy was a real
there's some scenes are rough around the edges, you can kind of tell, but for the most part I think it's pretty seamless. Now CG stuff in general is pretty rough.
Yeah.
Like the cow and the baby in the beginning is pretty rough. But in terms of like him putting himself in the movie, it's surprisingly holds up.
So this uses footage from the 1976 Hong Kong martial arts film Tiger and Crane Fists. I want to watch that.
Yeah, I want to watch
that. I got to watch that.
Yeah.
See what's based off it.
Mm-hmm.
Also called The Savage Killers. And that was starring and directed by Jimmy Wang Yu. And I just looked at him real quick. This guy, Jimmy Wang Yu, was like charged with murder. He was like a triad outside of directing.
Whoa.
He was charged with murder of four people. But charges dropped because of lack of evidence. And like, yeah, he was a
holy shit
interesting character, dude.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God, this guy took this shit serious. So yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, we start off in the little hut. And we get, I think this is all new footage. I don't think this is from the film.
Yeah, I think it's,
I think
pretty new. Yeah.
This is all new, and then I get a young Betty, because he's on IMDb, is playing young Betty, so obviously that's probably an American actor. Open his mouth! And they got the baby. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. He goes to stab the baby, little hand. Stops
him.
Huh? And then... It's beat up.
It's funny the way it's introduced, because I don't remember. There may be some dialogue with the dad, but it's played straight. The first comedic moment of the film is when Betty goes up to the crib and speaks for the first time, because you're not expecting it. It's just that squeaky, open his mouth. You're like, oh shit, this is okay. I see what we're doing here. It's a pretty good comedic intro to the film.
And I love the baby fight. It's pretty good. I mean, the CG baby, they try to keep really shadowed and dark,
yeah,
so you can't see it too much. And then when they show like the real baby's face, sometimes it kind of helps it. I don't remember the baby, I don't know, the baby gets away by rolling down a hill. That was just fucking awesome. The
Saw.
sound of a baby crying, like, just the rotating baby cry, and it stops on that pathway, and you got the Asian lady who grabs the baby, oh so cute, and kisses it, and, okay bye, puts it
Yeah,
down the
throws it
other
back down.
side.
That was pretty good. That's one of the best bits of the movie for sure.
And then we get to I don't really know the story beats.
I think he's just older and walking around. There's like a montage of him
Oh yeah, we have the
fighting a bunch of
voiceover
people. Yeah.
of what the hell was that guy's name? Anyways, like the master kind of helps him. There was a man. He walked though he was raised by small woodland creatures. And he would f and as he fought more, he became more powerful. And he's fighting all those guys. He turns that guy's shirt into a fucking bikini. And sometimes he would party with the woodland creatures. And he's just
Oh,
partying. It's like an armadillo. Like,
yeah.
he was always pursued. And then we get the shot of the guy in like the, I don't know what that is, like the sword fighting helmet. And there's a line of people, and that's, I thought that was pretty good, where it goes the swing, 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 just back and forth. A little bit like too much. Like they'll do stuff like that, and they'll do like three takes past what you think is needed or funny, just to really show you, yeah, we're fucking, we don't give a fuck. We're doing it all. Yeah, and
And he punches the hole in that guy, and the narrator kind of breaks, and he's like, "That's not even possible. How did they even do that?" That was pretty
I mean, look at that. It's just like a chunk. I love that. You know, I'm no doctor or nothing, but you would think with organs and bones that that
Pretty good.
Yeah. I think one of the first things is what the hell was that guy's name? Low P or something? The whiny fighter guy who's not very good. I think we get to him first. Oh yeah, he's first introduced. I think he walks in to like training. And like, who's that guy? And then the other guy's like, just like mouth moving for like 20 seconds. I
Yeah,
Oh.
it was always
And
like
then.
every time there's an establishing shot, I guess, and there's people around, they always do something silly. I think the first one, when he's walking up to the temple, there's like a bunch of people like training, and they're like, "It is no one's business what our sexuality is," or whatever it was. So every time they do that, it's
Yeah.
pretty silly.
Was pretty good. Yeah, then we got that guy, we got the main girl. What the hell was her name?
Oh shit, I don't remember.
I don't know either,
Wee
man.
wee. Yeah.
Yeah, wee girl. With their little curlicues stuck to her face. And anyways, I mean, that guy wants to fight the chosen one, and she was, I will kick your butt, and he's like, I rule, baby. Takes his shirt off, and I love that line. Who do you rule? The large dark nipple people? The old man's explanation of him, he is an idiot. We purposely trained him wrong as a joke. And he's challenging him. He's like, if you're so good, jump over this wall. And he does it. And then that guy just does a fucking front flip into the wall. Oh!
God damn it.
And the girl tries to stop him from fighting. No, stop fighting him. Can't you see? He's very bad.
Yeah.
You'll kill
And he thinks he's winning because, in his mind, he's been
him.
trained that, like,
Yeah.
getting his ass kicked is winning. So good.
He's on this mission to avenge his family from this guy, Betty. He tried to kill him as a kid and is still searching for him to this day. And I don't know the timeline of when shit happens, but I guess we'll just hit some of the greatest hits. But I remember the scene where they're sitting and Betty has to introduce himself or reintroduce himself. And now I will no longer be referred to as when I will now be called Betty. It's like, isn't Betty a girl's name? Silence! And I love that monologue. A lot of people say a lot of things about me. They say I am an evil man. I do not believe in things such as this. I am a happy man with good feelings all of the time. To show you, I will start with a joke. What do you get when you cross? I don't remember what it
An owl and
was.
a, yeah, or yeah,
A duck,
whatever.
yeah, and an owl. In the silence, my ass.
God damn it.
Oh God. And there was something about like what the fuck was the cutting off your big toe?
Oh, yeah, I
Anyways.
don't remember that. Like, if you defy him or challenge him, he'll cut you off your big toe or whatever. I would know.
And he's walking around, it's just like squirting in his little Asian sock. It's just ow, ow. And then later in another scene, they're just talking, and they zoom in on his feet, and the one's missing.
It's just gone. It's just a stub.
Oh God, that character was pretty funny. Betty's kind of like, I don't know, a handler. And then that one scene, he's like, "I am a magician,
Yeah, this is good.
black shirt." Ooh, he's good. red
Red
shirt,
shirt.
and then he's wearing a red shirt. Man, he's good.
How'd you do that? Yeah, that's definitely one of the better bits in the movie is that yeah, that guy is so good, that Betty guy. So good.
I just love it, dude. He's got little triangles on his chest for some reason. We don't fucking know. I gotta watch the real movie and figure out what the hell's going on. Yeah, he kind of teams up with that old man, the chosen one does. We get some training. We get Betty going throughout villages searching for the chosen one, and I love that when they get the voiceovers like, Betty went on a killing spree, and then we got the two guys that aren't moving their lips at all. Now
Yeah.
we are both ventriloquists, ventriloquists. I love
Yeah.
that. I carry a basket, he carries a paper roll, and we both have cysts. One thing we can agree on, we are ventriloquists. And then Betty kicks in the door. And then they just kind of don't move their mouths at all. Who's he? I don't know.
Oh,
Ventriloquist,
yeah.
eh?
Oh, my God.
Like, where's the chosen one? I'm over here outside the wall. Your ventriloquist tricks won't work on me. And then they're hanging upside down. Like, I swing faster, I swing slower. Yeah,
Oh, my God.
that was a good part. What other shit we got in here? The CG cow fight was ridiculous, and
Yeah.
still looks bad to this day.
Still pretty
I
rough.
don't think it ever looked good, even in
Yeah.
2002. I think in 2002 it was good enough to be okay, this is funny, but yeah, that hasn't aged well. But some parts in it are pretty good when it's like using real stuff, like real hooves against a real udder. You know what I mean? You can tell. I was like, oh, well, they should have done more of that. But as far as fighting CG cows go, it's not the worst. I love it. He's kicking the cow's kicking his ass, and then like squirting him with milk. He's on the ground. Just, ah! Just, psh!
Has the milk mustache.
Yeah,
Wipes it
and then
off.
he, oh yeah, when he slides on the ground up to the nipples, they have the outtake in the end where he keeps missing. He just right up to the nips. And then I love it when he's milking them, and there's just like the craziest stream. He's and he milks the cow to death, and you see the cow's like a corpse.
You're skinny, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. We're CG in the movie, but yeah.
Mufasa was pretty rough too.
Oh shit, forgot about that. Yeah,
Yeah.
get Mufasa showing up. What do I do, Simba? I'm not Simba. I am the chosen one, Chosimba. Yeah, I don't even remember the advice. Oh, I
Look
just
to the
remember the
stars
end.
or whatever.
What does that mean? You will understand later. I'm signing off. This is
Yeah. I
CNN.
speak in
Like what?
riddles.
CNN. Oh, jeez. Yeah, and there's that great part where the girl's telling him not to go find Betty. I love the, "Can't you see you'll never make it? You'll never make it. You're not strong enough. You'll never make it. You can't you see you'll never make it?" And he's like, "I implore you to reconsider." Okay.
He does it a couple times in the movie. I think the first time he meets the master in the dojo, and the first, the first time they meet, I think he says the same thing. He's like, "I beg you to reconsider." Okay. And then he goes
Yeah.
on.
Yeah, and that also scene, I think he's like walking, and then they put in the CG like bug that flies into his mouth because the guy just all of a sudden is, and then if it lands on his lips again, he sucks in. Oh, what are the odds of that happening twice? The humor is so off the wall and ridiculous, and I don't know. It's very funny to me. I don't know how funny it is outside to normal people, but this is the kind of shit I would probably just say when I'm watching a kung fu movie, you know, over the dubs, and you just talk about.
Yeah, feels very in a weird way, it feels very mystery science theater. I got that vibe a little bit with all the dubbing and everything and like adding dialogue over people. It just feels very like mystery science theater for sure.
Yeah, we get the flashbacks. I love them when the old man's talking about, "This was told to me. He told me he would be coming." And then it just long flashback to like candles and coming into focus. "He will be coming."
You fade back, yeah.
And he'll go back. And then I think they do it like two more times with simple things. And then I think that guy shows up to the temple, wounded, right?
He gets
Yeah,
lifted
and
up at
these,
the waterfall, yeah.
yeah, with the
Waterfall
fucking
fight,
claw,
yeah.
he hangs that at the top of a waterfall, and that guy comes in wounded, and he's like, "Oh no, what's wrong? I have a mortal wound. Oh, where does it hurt? Around the big bloody spot." "Oh, come inside, I'll grab the Neosporin." And he does the na 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 Neo spa 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 sporin. Na 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 Neosporin. And he gets in there and he's like, and he does the like touching his chest. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he's like, starts caressing his tit under the wound, just moving. And he's like, "Hey, I have a wound there." And he's like, "Hey, this is good for both of us. Don't spoil it."
Was so good.
This is one of the funniest parts. Oh God, it's so good. "I have a wound there."
Oh shit.
Oh man. Oh yeah, and the one-boobed
Yeah, the
chick
one-breasted woman, yeah. It's like, what the
who's
fuck?
like maybe his mom, I don't know. She has the same necklace that his mom had. I don't know what they're trying to say there, but the one tit. I don't remember much about her. She's just in there because it's funny to have one tit, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got the he's coming up with a plan to beat Betty, and then somehow we get established that the triangle caps were the source to his power. Only removing them could you defeat Betty. And then he sets up all the wooden dummies with the little thin mustaches and
The little hair, yeah.
triangle caps, and he's like, I love when he goes to the like the ancient Chinese like foundry, or they're hitting metals and stuff, and he's like, where could I get small metal triangles about a half an inch in diameter? And then the guy's like, in my hand. He's got a bunch of them. Great. And then he's like setting up this plan. He goes to somebody. That's one of my favorites. I'll take a can I get a pound of nuts? That's a lot of nuts. You want fries with that, baby?
That's a lot of nuts. Yeah, so
That's
good.
also in the outtakes when he does it, and then I think they have it recorded. That's a lot
Yeah.
of nuts. And he just can we turn that down? It's really loud. Oh my God, I don't know as a in high school how many times I said that's a lot of nuts.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I remember, like subtle stuff that made me laugh, when I was younger. Like I was like, oh yeah, that made I'm like I remember things that used to make me laugh. Like there's a small moment where the wimpy guy, I don't forget what his name is, but he's walking up to the woo-woo lady and he's like, my finger points, and just like little subtle things like that used to like crack me up. My finger points.
Yeah. And the product placement. Product placement with Taco Bell. They got the Taco Bell helmet. And then tell me if you see a Radio Shack. But they have that one fight. I don't know. They're in like a, I don't know, bamboo patio. There's a bunch of foliage, is what I remember. And then it has like the dog dying, Wimlow dying, and Master dying, and he's just running throughout the like three of them and talking to them. And the Master's like, I think I'm dying. And then he goes to Minlo or whatever the hell her name was, and she's dying. And he goes to the dog. No, dog. I think the dog's name is Dog. And the dog's like covered in blood, like around its mouth, and then like lays down and it has like a bark much later. Then I think he hears Master and circles around again to him. Oh, Master, you're alive. Of course I am. Just because someone does this, does not necessarily mean they're dead. And then so he goes back around and everyone's alive. The dog's like jumping around. It was fucking good. That's one of my favorites. Not necessarily mean they are dead.
And he goes back to the wimp guy to make sure he's alive, and he's I, they
Oh
don't
yeah,
show him, but he
they
has a
don't even
reaction. You're like,
show him.
oh.
Yeah, it's just like you hear bugs. No.
So good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, then there's Tonguey. Forgot about
Oh,
that.
yeah.
I don't
God
know.
damn it.
The mark that he's the chosen one, he sticks out his tongue, and his tongue has eyes and a mouth of its own. And it goes, ay, 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 ay. And it does like a wet wink, like, oh my God, what is that thing? Oh, why does it have to, don't do the wink thing? Oh.
Oh my God.
Yeah, then when he's like eating, it was like feeding the tongue noodles. Yeah. So yeah, that's weird. And then that reminds me, he had other movies. Do you remember like Thumb Wars? He had like thumb parody movies.
I
Where
remember
it'd be
those.
like the face on a thumb. Thumb Wars was pretty funny. I remember there was like Thumbtanic, a couple other ones. But that's what that reminds me of, that little CG face that he would have on the thumbs, but he put it on his tongue. He just had to get it in there. This is one of my go-tos. My fans are gonna miss it if I don't do it. All seven of them are pining for this. Oh fuck, I'm remembering a line from Thumb Wars. Like the Obi-Wan Kenobi character is like training the Luke character, and he's like, "Now your training is complete, and to make it all complete, you will touch your tongue to mine." Why? To complete all of it.
Why?
was pretty good. Yeah, he's training and the nuts and oh yeah, there's that funny part. Be careful. He plays a song about big butts and then beats you up to it.
Yeah, I love that scene where after he's done training towards the end, he's sitting by the candlelight, and she's like, "You have everything you need to defeat him now." He's like, "What?" And she's like, "You have the training you need. You can go defeat him now." Yeah, I didn't catch that last part. I got you. You cut off after defeat, and I thought that was really good.
Everything you need. It was that stuff. Do 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 do. What do we get in the end? Oh, I love the there's some weird stuff where it's like the Council of Death or something is really running Betty, and he goes to that temple and it's like, ooh, just ominous noise. And, yes, I killed him. I'm sure of it. He can't be alive. And then, like, I don't know, the fucking triangle spaceship show up places. And, anyways, they have the last fight. I don't even really remember the last fight.
They start inside. I forget what song's playing, but the boombox guy is back and they're fighting, and then that escalates out into the courtyard where the spaceship show up.
Oh yeah, and he has the gopher chucks. Or I don't know if that's that fight, but anyways, the
I think that's early. I think that's the first scene
yeah.
where they're doing the zoom in, zoom
Yeah,
out, that whole
you're right.
yeah.
The gopher chucks was pretty fucking funny. Like they just show the establishing shot of both of them biting a piece of claw, and then the shot of it
Oh yeah,
swinging
spinning
in
around,
a
yeah.
POV like ah! That's
Oh my
fucking
God.
good.
Yeah, those establishing shots is what make that. Because if he just would have put it on there and spun it around,
Yeah, and just spun around, it's not that funny.
just the insert shots of the biting down and the spinning is so good.
Yep. Yeah, so they fight and doesn't Tonguey help in some fashion for the last fight? I don't
Yeah,
remember.
it like shoots out and like grabs
Oh
a hold of one of the fucking
yeah.
triangle ships or something. I was like, what the fuck? Oh my God.
I
They're
didn't know it could
French.
do
They're
that.
French.
Oh, they're French. And then yeah, he rips off the triangles from Betty. I think they just like squirting blood. Yeah, and that's about it. It just kind of ends
Yeah.
out of nowhere, and I think we get a voiceover by the master, kind of, well, that was the end of the adventure, and until the sequel. And then we kind of get a little fake trailer of Kung Pao 2, Tongues of Fury,
Yeah, something
and
like that.
it's got like the guy missing the chess piece, and he's like pulls it out of him, and he's swinging it on a rope, and it's got the cow. He's like, this time you brought friends, and it's a bunch of CG animals and. I don't remember what else they add to it, but I really thought as a kid, I was like, oh yeah, we're getting Kung Pao too. I was like, no, that didn't happen.
No, it
That
did
didn't
not happen.
happen. It might be amazing now if he did it with the technology now. It'd be like seamless, I
Oh,
bet.
yeah.
It'd be amazing. You put anybody in there. Yeah, but it ends, and then we get some cool, almost Jackie Chan-ish ending where it's showing stuff. We get the nuts thing; he's laughing about that. We get the sliding to the udders of the cow. There's some other stuff in there, and then it has some cool like behind the scenes footage. Like it shows you the original movie, versus what they
yeah.
did.
That was
And
cool.
it shows him with a green screen and like doing the hand motions and how they put it on and he's touching her. And yeah, that was really cool. Because I thought I had like seen a behind the scenes kind of out, documentary thing about it, but no, it's just the knowledge I had was from this end of the movie, and it was pretty cool. Really cool.
Yeah, it's like they don't even stop the parodying in the bloopers, because the bloopers in and of themselves are parodies. Like they're showing you scenes, but the dialogue's changed. They're making it goofier. So it's like that their little shtick doesn't even change during the outtakes. And it's hard to tell which ones are actually hard or outtakes or which ones are just trying to be silly. Because a lot of them were just silly. So yeah, it's hard to tell, and I thought that was kind of clever.
Yeah, I think I think it's there's still I've never seen anything like this still to this day. It's a crazy one-off. No one has ever done anything like this. Taking a whole nother film and just putting new characters into it and redubbing it and making it funny. It's just so weird and out there. And people need to go watch this damn movie because it's a one of a kind, crazy movie. You'll think it's funny, or you'll think it's probably the stupidest shit you've ever seen.
There's no middle ground.
Right? You don't walk away from Kung Pao like, that was okay. Never will that happen. So go check it out, everybody. I think the humor is incredibly funny and just so weird and out there and strikes a chord with me. I don't know. I love old kung fu movies. I don't know if you need to like this at all, because I couldn't step out of my own body and be like somebody who doesn't know kung fu movies or like them. I don't know, but
Yeah,
I like
it's
it.
not like I would agree, because it's not like you can enjoy the in the sense of what you're saying, you can enjoy it without any knowledge of Kung Fu. It's because it's not like a scary movie where a lot of the jokes hinge on the fact that you've seen Scream or I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's where a lot of the jokes and those movies kind of come from. But this movie isn't really like that. It's not referencing one or a couple martial arts movies. It's just taking footage from
Yeah,
them.
it's referencing a kung fu movie no one has ever seen, I'm sure. Like, who's seen this movie?
So yeah, I think anyone could jump into this even with no knowledge of kung fu films for sure.
Right on. Yeah, I enjoy it immensely. I think it's super funny. I think it deserves its cult status because just for the fact that there's nothing like this. You will not find another movie very similar to this. I think they did one. Remember, it was like a Kung Fu soccer or something. Do you
Oh,
remember that?
Shaolin
Shaolin
soccer.
soccer. That kind of was almost similar, but I'm pretty sure that was new footage. But it had a tint to it. It made you kind of think Kung Pao-y when you saw it.
Yeah, Kung Fu Hustle is another kind of, it's not like this, but it's another kind of Kung Fu-y, lighthearted, Looney Tunes-ish kind of film. Kung Fu Hustle is fucking awesome if you haven't seen that. It's really good.
Yeah, this to me is great. I hadn't seen it in so long, and I've been talking to you about it. It's always on my list of like ones I think would be pretty fun to do. And we finally did it, and I hadn't seen it in years and years and years. I had to rent it. I don't know if you found it anywhere.
No, I rented it as well. I didn't even look. I just figured it wasn't, because something like when you go into Apple and you go to the thumbnail and rent it, it'll say like subscribe to these channels. But when those aren't there, I'm like, okay, it's probably not on a streaming service. So I just rented it.
Yeah, I think it's on YouTube for free, but it's like super shitty quality and small. Like, it's like huge letterbox around the
Oh,
film.
weird.
So I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'll $3.99. Yes. I love it.
Damn.
7.8. Yeah.
Damn.
It's fucking funny. It's awesome.
Yeah, I agree that people should, if you've never seen this or like slipped past you when you were younger, to definitely check it out, because it is unique. And yeah, it's just it is one of those you're either on board with it or you're not. And if you give it a shot, it'd be kind of curious to see what people think. I'm in a weird predicament at the moment because talking to you about this movie was funnier and more enjoyable than actually watching it. It is fun to kind of go back on the jokes, but I will be brutally honest and say that this movie was a slog watching it by myself this morning. I could not wait for it to end.
Oh
Yeah, it didn't. I don't know. I think it's like this is one of those movies that I think you need to watch with people who are on board with it to kind of like lighten up a little bit. When you're watching it by yourself and it's not really the jokes aren't really landing with you, it just it didn't quite do it for me. It's not really my cup of tea.
When I was telling Jessie about this movie, like I was talking to her about it a couple of days ago before I really, just because I knew I wanted to review it, I didn't know we were going to do it. And I was talking to her about it, and she'd never seen it. And I was trying to explain it, explaining this movie to someone, and they're like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And so I brought up some like little clips on YouTube of the "Oh, I have a wound there," and then she's like, "And the whole movie is this?" I'm like, "The whole fucking movie is this." Yes, the whole fucking thing. And she couldn't believe it that this existed.
That's fucking funny. Yeah, it sucks. I don't know. It's just weird because, like, I think that the idea and the execution of it is pretty good. I just think that it's like this works better as like I don't know, like a 10-minute short funny thing, like an SNL skit. You know, something condensed where you like because after a while it's like, all right, I get it, I get the shtick. You know, like it kind of outstays its welcome even at like an hour and a half. And I remember even thinking that in high school. I think this is actually the first time I've ever finished this movie. Because back
Wow.
then, yeah, because back then you'd put the DVD on with your friends, you watch a couple of, you know, funny scenes. Maybe you're not paying attention, you turn it off or whatever. So this is the first time I've actually sat down and watched it. And I even remember when I was younger, just being like, kind of getting bored halfway through the movie. Because the story, if you know, whatever the story is in this movie, it's not that engaging. It's more like, you know, bits. And so yeah, I'm a little brutal and harsh today, but I have to
Do
reiterate.
it.
It's just, you know, just not my cup of tea. But I think, you know, you opened this episode to talking about, you know, this movie being a cult classic. And I think there's a lot of people that get a lot of enjoyment out of this movie and have come back to it and find it very funny. But yeah, it just didn't quite hit it with me this morning. Again, if I would have watched it with a lot of people, I may have, you know, had a different experience, different score than just watching it by myself. But yeah, I didn't laugh that often. I was just kind of like, eh, some of it was didn't find all that funny. Some of it's humorous, but for the most part, as a whole, I was just kind of like, I can't wait for this to be over. So yeah, a little brutal today. Sorry about that. But yeah, I'm coming with a 4.7. I'm probably never gonna watch this again. Didn't
Ooh.
quite do it for me.
Well, Jesus, Scrooge, you can't watch this. You can't watch this movie alone at 7 a.m. in a cold apartment. It's six. You did 66 degrees. You're drinking a black coffee. All right, make me laugh, movie. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, this is something I regret because I think that
You're like, I'll watch it, but I'm not laughing. You had it in your head before you sat
Yeah, the movie had an uphill battle for sure. Again, I've talked about this on the show before, which is that comedy is like my least watched genre. I'm not saying it's my least favorite, but I just don't watch comedies that often. I'm a really tough crowd, but I do regret not inviting, pushing Sarah up at 6 a.m. to get her up to watch it with me because I think that she's way more of a comedy fan than I am, and I definitely like when we sit down to watch a comedy, I
Sarah, you
find
don't want to miss this. Betty's going crazy.
I probably would have had a little bit more fun if she was around to kind of, I don't know. Fun and laughter is infectious, and when you don't have that around you, it's sometimes harder to enjoy the movie. But yeah, so yeah, a little rough today, but yeah, 4.7 for me. Didn't quite enjoy it.
4.7, 7.8. Drastic difference. I don't, this might be the biggest gap
This might be the biggest one. It's pretty rare that
in
we are
scores
this
we've
big.
ever had. I don't know. It might be. It probably is. So I think we'll have to do it again next week.
But this is the thing, and it kind of proves our point where it's like, this is a movie you're gonna love and have a good time with, or it's a movie you're just gonna be like, eh. And
So I think y'all should go check it out and decide for yourselves and see what side of the spectrum you land on, because it's going to be one of them. It's going to be one of them. All right. Kung Pao. 7.8, 4.7. Go check it out. You can rent it anywhere movies are available, or you can dig out an old VHS from 8th grade, probably. That's how you can watch it. I don't remember this ever. I don't remember seeing a VHS of Kung Pao.
No, oh,
I
the
think it was
DVD for sure.
DVDs by that time. So go check it out. We appreciate you coming by. As always, like and subscribe here on YouTube. We're also available on Apple Music and Spotify. Anywhere you want to do your listening or watching, we're there for you, and we're all for it. And couldn't do it without you. We appreciate you. Until the next piece. Peace.
Peace.